Love-inspired suspense and Harper Audio present Kidnapped in Montana by Sharon Dunn. Performed by Marisa Blake. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Proverbs 3:5-6. This book is dedicated to the border collie in my life, Bart, because there is never a dull moment when you are around. 1. FBI Agent Ryan McLeod wiped the drizzle from the visor of his helmet and stared at the winding mountain trail below. Though the rain smeared the view of what lay at the bottom of the road, he could just make out a faint round dot of light. Probably a lantern inside a tent. Signs of an encampment. His destination. His job as an agent took him all over the world into all kinds of situations. But riding an ATV in the Montana wilderness to track down an informant was a first. Victoria Stevenson had been feeding him information about an international gem smuggling ring operating out of the Seattle area. 2 months ago, she disappeared. Missing, presumed dead, was what the police report said. Two things gave Ryan pause in believing the official report. His gut, and the fact that 500,000 in diamonds was rumored to have disappeared at the same time. Had Victoria feared for her life and gone into hiding, taking the diamonds as collateral to set herself up somewhere safe? Had she switched sides? He didn't know. He simply could not let go of the feeling that she was still alive. If she had betrayed him, it would be the second time in his work as an agent, not to mention the times women he was involved with romantically had been deceptive about who they were. He didn't trust himself anymore to be a good judge of character. He twisted the throttle on the ATV. The back tire slipped a bit on the muddy trail. Though it was midday, the overcast sky made it seem darker. Springtime in Montana must mean lots of rain. His headlight cut a swath of illumination as the trail became more treacherous. His search for Victoria had seemed futile, until he caught a break. Facial identification software found a match for her. A woman in the background of a photo about the Forest Service working with conservation dogs and private landowners matched Victoria's facial features. Victoria's change in profession came as a surprise. The article said that conservation dogs were trained to track the migratory habits of various predators and to sniff out rare plants, all done to make development of an area take into consideration the occupants who already called it home. Interesting work, but it didn't seem like anything Victoria would take to, though she had owned a border collie named Liz that disappeared at the same time she did. The article mentioned the use of the breed. It had to be her. From her penthouse in Seattle, Victoria had been all high heels and business suits, so it was hard to picture her doing a job that led her far from people and food delivery. Maybe that was why she'd chosen it. No one would think to look for her here. He slowed as the trail became even steeper. He heard a noise that sounded like another ATV coming around a bend behind him. Who else would be out in this weather? Maybe his ears were playing tricks on him. Ryan made his way slowly down the mountain. As the encampment became more distinct, he could see a person in rain gear calling two border collies. Good sign. He could also see an ATV and a tent with a tarp over it. Boxes that looked waterproof were stacked around the tent. A flash of light caught his attention in his peripheral vision. Another ATV was headed up the trail. To what purpose? The guy couldn't be out in this weather for pleasure. Maybe he was connected to the camp below, bringing supplies or something. Ryan putted down the muddy mountain, but stopped when the other ATV got close. He flipped up his visor. The guy was above him and far enough away that he had to shout. "What brings you out here?" The other rider idled but did not respond. He twisted the throttle and moved toward Ryan. His dark helmet hid his...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?